Welcome to the Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting of May 20th. Will Secretary please take the roll?
Committee Chair Peterson?
Here.
Chair Wall?
Here.
Director Darcy?
Here.
Director Gonzalez? Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Public comment, we have one public comment, Rob Sherman.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Sherman, Box 7410 Buffalo Grove. The premise is 99% of what you do right, you do well. I'm a friendly, but I did have a question about several things very quickly and briefly. First, I have a question in regards to on your agenda item 7, which is engineering items 2 and 3. You refer to, particularly in item 3, you refer to building demolition at milepost 0.2 to 0.7 on the Illinois 390. Ladies and gentlemen, going westbound, the highway ends at Lake Street at the 5.9 mile marker. There is no project to extend 390 west to Route 20 and Bluff City Road. I support such a project, but I didn't know that there is such a project, and so I'm inquiring as to why we are spending money at this time. Did Governor Rauner authorize this type of thing? Did the legislature ask you to do it? Who's asking you to go ahead? There's no center line yet for the project that's been determined. So the question is, why are we doing demolition on buildings in that location at this time? And that's item 3. Item 2 is all the way from that location there at Bluff City Road, if that's where the road's going to end, at US 20, all the way to Lake Street, where Route 20, Lake Street, where 390 ends currently. That's in item 2. The second of the three things, very briefly, in the item 7, the engineering report, you refer to a number of contracts and then you describe them. But then when you get to item 8, legal, you refer to intergovernmental agreements, but there's no description as to what the agreements pertain to. So I respectfully request, not only with this particular committee, but with the Tollway Board meeting and the other committees, could you please expand that in the same way that you've done for the engineering report? Tell us what it's about. An intergovernmental agreement for what? An intergovernmental agreement pertaining to what? So the request is that in the future that there be a description with the intergovernmental agreement. And the third of the three items, boy, this one's going to be really easy. I went to your website, which I do on a regular basis, and here it is, board meeting agendas, and here it is, 2014 board meeting dates. Perhaps you might want to update that to the 2015 board meeting dates. I have a website. It's an easy thing to have an oversight to miss something like that. So I wanted to let you know that you're still showing the 2014 board meeting dates, and maybe you can get that updated. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a response in regards to why are we spending millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars now on the extension of west of Illinois 390 when there is no project.
Thank you for your comments, and we'll discuss those under engineering and legal here shortly.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
And we will update the website. We'll have to figure out where are you. Is this, Rob, in the section of upcoming meetings, like the future meetings that are coming, or is this the agendas? Because we have a 2015 section of the website.
There's the link at the bottom.
Okay.
Here's the website.
When you click on board meetings, you get the 2015 dates. But when you click on agendas, it is 2014 dates.
I see. Okay.
It's something that's easy to miss. It's really my recommendation.
Yes, okay. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you. Item number 4, approval of the minutes for the regular Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting held on April 15th of 2015. Are there any discussions, any changes? There being none, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Minutes are approved. Don't have any additional items.
I'll turn this over to the Executive Director.
The only thing that I have this morning is, I'd like to introduce, it's that time of year again, yes, the quarterly financial review for the first quarter of the year. We, I think, are doing quite well in terms of revenue and budget, but Kathy Williams is going to give us the overview. I think you'll find that this year, unlike some previous years, our capital spending is tracking you know, a little closer or even over projections. It's always just a matter of timing, typically. But that also, I think, is a good indication of how the program is progressing. So, Kathy?
Thank you, Christy.
Thank
you. Good morning, Directors.
Morning.
So today I'll be presenting the first quarter review, and again, the results are preliminary and unaudited. So just a few key highlights for the first quarter. Revenues. We're up $272 million, $6.6 million more than our budget. This was really driven by strong growth in both passenger vehicle and commercial vehicles. Particularly, commercial vehicles came in 4.2% higher than our projections. Maintenance and operations totaled $73.8 million, $1.6 million less than budget, mostly due to timing of services and spending and related areas we'll see in a minute. Debt service transfers totaled $91.4 million, $4 million more than budget. This was really to accommodate accelerated bond payment that the board approved earlier this year. It was scheduled to be paid January of 2015, and it will be paid actually in July of 2015. Capital expenditures, as Christy mentioned, pretty much on track. We actually spent $11.2 million more than budgeted, really due to construction really held up well during the winter month.
Can we, just to clarify, the
yes.
payment for the debt service transfer is in the first quarter, because I just want to make sure that we
So we normally have a level when we make our bond payments, and particularly the one payment that's due in 2016, we make transfers, level transfers throughout the year. But that payment now has been accelerated to be paid in July of 2015. So normally what would have been level transfers throughout the year, those transfers now have been pushed up more to the first quarter, more than
so July of 2015, and it's in the first quarter review or January?
You might want
to. So transfer happens before
we transfer in advance.
Yes,
and
we transfer
so
in advance.
In order to have enough money on deposit with the trustee to call the bond on July 1, we start making transfers.
In the first quarter to have enough money
exactly.
for
right.
the July 1.
Right. And like I say, normally that would have been leveled throughout the year, but now more payments were made as a result of the fact that we accelerated that bond. So just as a reminder, our sources and allocations, for 2015, we project total revenues to be $1,107,000,000, again with 99% of that coming from toll and evasion recovery, and then 1% coming from other sources. This revenue will be allocated to $311,000,000 for maintenance and operations, $497,000,000 will be allocated to renewal and replacement for deposits into the renewal and replacement account and improvement account, and $362 million is allocated for debt service. So again, revenue for the first quarter was up $271.6 million. Again, this reflects the beginning of commercial toll increase this year, the start of in January of this year. So commercial vehicle transactions were actually held up really well, more than what we anticipated. It was 4.2% greater than we projected for the quarter, and 4.9% year over year, increased 4.9% year over year. Also, passenger vehicles was also strong, grew 7% year over year, and 2.2% greater than we projected in the quarter. Our maintenance and operations for the first quarter totaled $73.8 million, slightly below our projections of $75.5 million, or $1.6 below. Again, this dollar variance was mostly due to just the timing of expected services related to contractual services. It's also due to some of the timing of expected spending for materials and operation supplies, and also equipment maintenance, it was all time related. There was also, again, lower spending for payroll costs. This was a result of really unfilled vacancies.
On the utility, it's 35%. Mm-hmm. Is that basically due to the usage was off? Is that, can you attribute that to certain parts of the system, or that there was an impact?
Well, our forecast was actually higher than what we anticipated. Usage actually stayed the same year over year, but we forecasted, I think, our forecast was higher in terms of what we expected usage to be. There is a small amount due to some new locations coming on, but I would say the most of the variance is just our forecast was really higher than what it should have been. Capital program for the first quarter, again, exceeded our projections.
The forecast, he budgeted or forecasted less than last year, and that didn't happen.
Right.
So, while it was the same as last year, it was higher.
It was higher.
It was higher than what we budgeted.
The spending was higher.
The spending was higher.
Yeah.
Compared to what we had.
So that's where we have to watch.
So again, the capital program exceeded our budget projections. It's $200 million, $11.2 million, or our projections. This is driven by model work held up in the first quarter during the winter months on the Jane Addams. $14.9 million was driven by the construction work that came through on the from the winter months. System-wide improvements reflect, again, slower spending in the areas of business systems and IT, less than we projected. More spending in the first quarter probably will take place in later quarters. And the Elgin O'Hare, this was really on track in the areas of construction design and construction management. It was this $18.7 million variance is really due to our estimates of when we expect to receive reimbursements from local contributions. So those are really the key drivers. Overall, though, we feel comfortably that this program is on track. And in fact, the first quarter is on track. So again, revenue was $6.6 million more than budget. Maintenance and operation expenditures were $1.6 million below budget, again, due to timing. Debt service transfers, $4 million more because of the accelerated payment. And capital expenditures were $11.2 million more than projection.
The maintenance operations expenditures, is that due to the weather, or sort of less snowplow and less overtime, or was it
I think in parts and fuel there was some impact for the fact to accommodate the fact that the weather was better, so there was less fuel to replacement parts related to truck maintenance. I think in terms of contractual services, some of that spending is still scheduled to be caught up later in the year. So again, it's just more timing, I think, with respect to the contractual services, operational supplies, and equipment maintenance.
You revise your commercial estimate based on the first quarter, or are you going to stay with your forecast? Do you have a reason to make an adjustment at this point, or?
I think not at this time. We typically, try to just see how this the spending really kind of catches up and plays out. $1.6 million down is really not that big of a variance from the standpoint of slower spending. And we will continue to watch the utilities number and as well as some of the other numbers there.
And in terms of the revenue forecast, I think we would also wait to see what the performance is. Typically, if we do some type of adjustment, it happens more Mike, it seems like it's more the third quarter of the year.
We typically do a review in August and preparing for the 2016 budget. So at that time, they revisit trends to that point.
But we're happy to see the commercial vehicle performance continuing to be strong. I mean, obviously, it's a good indication, not only for us, but you know, we hope for the economy as a whole.
Yeah, 7% year over year.
Revenues continue to exceed budget. That's always good.
Growth, particularly the passenger cars, but we had a very snowy first quarter in 14.
That's okay. Some of that is due to the
weather.
I think January and February of last year was pretty severe. There's still positive variances even to account for that. I don't know precisely what it is.
But it would be another reason to be cautious about revising the forecast too quickly or too early in the year.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay. Court chairman has one item.
Morning, Director. So we only have one item for consideration this morning, and the item is a request to award a total invitation for bids to purchase industrial supplies on an as-needed basis for a one-year term. This contract will primarily be used by our roadway and operations personnel. Some of the items that will be purchased through this contract are padlocks, wheelbarrows, asphalt rakes, shovels, adhesives, small equipment tools, and just to name a few. The proposed vendor is BEP certified and is also a registered small business in the state's Small Business Set-Aside Program. Award is recommended to Cicero Manufacturing and Supply Company Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $101,330.60. And that's all I have.
Any questions?
Have we used them before?
Yes, we have.
And good results with them?
Yes. Okay. No issues with them.
Okay. Well, if there be no further comments, so I hear a motion to approve item one under procurement.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board consent agenda. Thank you, John. Engineering has many items today.
Good morning, directors. Good morning, Reggie Boyce. We have 21 items on the agenda today. The first six are going to be construction contract awards, and then we have 8 professional service contract awards, followed by 3 supplements for professional services, 3 partial releases or final releases, and then 1 land acquisition item at the end, which we typically defer until the full board. So item 1 is a construction contract award for improvements, parking lot improvements at our DeKalb maintenance facility M11 and our Dixon maintenance facility M12. Now we received 2 bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Fox Excavating, who is a low bidder at $1,860,355.40. I will note this is one of our small business set-aside contracts. I believe we've had 13 of these small businesses so far. Okay. Item number 2. Mm-hmm. So this is another construction contract award, and it's for demolition and board-up services of buildings and site restoration on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. We heard in the public comments that there was a question about the mileposts, and the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor really consists of 2 big pieces, the east-west piece, and then also this north-south bypass. These mileposts are associated with the north-south bypass, and actually these 2 contracts are both occurring within Franklin Park, which is, you know, adjacent to the tri-state tollway, so it's not beyond the western limit of Elgin O'Hare. Okay. And I think all that will become more clear after, you know, we redesignate that north-south piece with its own route number, and then those mileposts will.
Now I recognize Green Street.
Yeah, that'll make sense.
But thank you for reading so carefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got three bids on this contract. An award is recommended to Lake County Grading. They're the low bidder at $3,945,420. They are going to be serving on this contract as a prime for the first time. This will be their first contract as a tollway prime. They have been a subcontractor before on several tollway contracts. So this is the kind of growth we were hoping to achieve with the, you know, with our program, small business, and also, you know, these unbundled contracts.
It came in about $1 million under the original estimate, too, it looks like.
Yes. So we got really good bids on both of these next two items.
What's the diversity? What was the commitment there again?
The original commitment was, the original advertised goal was 20%, and we have a commitment of 22.97, which is almost 3%, almost 3% above the goal that we set. And on the veteran, it was the advertised goal was 3%, and we have a commitment of 3.24%.
And the minority, which one was it?
So we have a subcontractor for the DVE Alpine demolition services. Alpine is a Caucasian female, and for the veteran is Industria, which is also both a DVE and a veteran business. And Industria is, if I recall correctly, is Asian Indian.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw it now. I didn't have my original. Thank you.
Right. This is the company that we, at some point, was Hispanic owned, but then they sold.
I remember that. Thank you.
Item 3 is a construction contract award. This is for building demolition at 3 industrial structures in Franklin Park. Also, as I mentioned, associated with the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. This contract was advertised as part of our Small Business Set-Aside program. We received two bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Outlook Design and Construction, who's the low bidder, at $628,905. They are a new vendor to the tollway, and it is an African-American female firm. And they also participated in the tollway's Construction Business Development Center. Gustavo wanted to make sure that I mentioned some of this, because I know we have been trying to track our performance.
So they came to one of your
technical assistance.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Excellent.
So item 4 is a construction contract award, and this is for doing some cleaning and televising of drainage structures, but it also includes some drainage improvements and cleaning and restoring ditches along the Tri-State Tollway between 159th Street and 87th Street down the South Tri. We received two bids on this contract. Award is recommended to National Power Routing, who's the low bidder at $1,268,827.50.
We have two bids.
There, one was disqualified, I believe, was
yes,
found non-responsive.
Here. Yes, they did not have the pre-qualification.
We have one then? Is that right?
Yeah, this is a single bidder.
Are you comfortable with that?
We are, because it's very close to our engineer's estimate, and we want to get the work done.
We'd prefer it if we had two.
And then, on some of these smaller contracts, we have, and you could even see it on item number 2, where we had a disqualification on that, those bids also. There are a lot of new firms who we're trying to engage in our work, and we have done a lot of outreach, and we are also continuously working to try to figure out better ways to get them to submit bids that, you know, we can award to them. And we are tracking all the different reasons. We are taking steps immediately, in some cases, to try to rectify some of the things they're having trouble with. One of them is, one item that's not curable is if they don't submit their financial disclosures. So we've been making an effort to move that up in the contract requirements, highlight that item. I've even had discussions with our SBO about, you know, distributing the disclosure forms, or at least directing the bidders to go to the website to pull down the latest disclosure forms to use in their bids. I see that we are making progress, because we are engaging a lot of additional new firms in our work, and they're interested in it. since we don't have 100% success rate on bids.
This was also pre-qualifications, and I don't know that this would necessarily be the item, but that was one issue, as you recall, that we were exploring in kind of the phased, the next phases of, you know, what we're going to be thinking about for DBE program enhancements. So I don't think that's the first phase, because it will take a lot of work to figure out what we should and shouldn't consider when it comes to pre-qualifications, but it was one thing that we were looking at, and Gustavo and his team is working with engineering on. So,
the differential, you know, when we made our evaluation and determination on whether or not to recommend award on this item, we do look at all the bidders with respect to the budget and also with respect to the engineer's estimate. We try to understand, you know, why they're being disqualified, and if, you know, there's a, you know, correctable reason or a compelling reason why the tollway would want to put the job out. For instance, we expect that we could get a better bid if we clarify some things. That wasn't the case when we looked at this one. There was only a $50,000 difference between the two bids. Since, you know, one of the bidders did submit a bid that was in accordance with all of our requirements, and it did come in very close to our engineer's estimate and within budget, we felt it was best to recommend it.
Thank you.
Item 5 is a construction contract award for construction of the new Illinois Route 390 tollway between Park Boulevard and Arlington Heights Road. So this is one of our first big Elgin O'Hare Western Access contracts that's moving to the east from 290. We received 7 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to FH Pash and SM Nielsen and Associates, who is the low bidder at $59,117,000. This contract was a large contract, and it was very aggressively bid. Passion did bid on almost all of our I-90 contracts. They didn't get as many as they wanted. They have unlimited capacity. I think the fact that they're already working in the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor gives them, you know, the ability to bid this very aggressively, which they did. It's definitely within our engineer's estimate and our budget, and we're recommending we move forward with that.
Thank you.